You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Welcome to episode 42 of the Doing English Podcast. I'm Julian, and this is Doing English. What are we going to be talking about in this week's exciting episode? This week I'm going to share with you six tips that I learned from running my first ever competitive race. Anybody who knows me, knows what I do, has been reading the Doing English Daily Newsletter, which you can sign up for at doingenglish.com, listening to these podcast episodes or basically anything that I've ever done, will know that I enjoy running. I go out running pretty much every day. I wouldn't say I'm particularly great at it. It's just something that I really enjoy doing. Up until now, running has always been something that I do for myself. I do it for me, with nobody else. I just get out there, stick some headphones on, go for a run. Feels great, gives me a chance to listen to audio seminars and the like, things like that, podcasts, just like this one. And for a long time, I was happy with that. And then I applied for the Tokyo Seaside Marathon. That's not Tokyo Marathon. The Tokyo Seaside Marathon is a half marathon, a 20-kilometer run in Kotoku, which is a part of Tokyo. And I applied for it, and I think it was about a 50% rate or a chance of actually getting a place. Of all the people who applied, about half of them actually got a place. And I got a place. And I ran that race on the 27th of November. So at the time of recording this, it was yesterday. At the time of you actually listening to this, it would have been about a week ago, possibly a lot more than a week ago. And I ran. I got the 460th place, so I certainly didn't win. But out of about 3,500 people, I think it worked out as with all the different categories and different groups of people. I think that's not too bad. I ran the whole course in an hour and 46 minutes, 6 seconds, I think it was. My pace worked out at 5 minutes, 18 seconds per kilometer, which I am happy with for now. But I learned a few things about running whilst running that race that are very, very applicable to English. So I'm going to share those six things with you here in this podcast episode. Number one, running a race is very, very different to doing it by yourself. I always run alone. I like doing it by myself, and I guess that's one of the reasons why I started running in the first place. Really, it's a chance for me to put my headphones on, like I said, listen to something as I'm running. But when you're running by yourself, you're free to run as fast or as slow as you like. And apart from the occasional group of school kids blocking my way, the old person kind of stood in the road, I don't really need to slow down much. Not this time, though, because in a race, it was, you know, pretty crowded. And for the first 7 kilometers or so, people are really packed right in. And it's pretty difficult to overtake people, meaning your pace is kind of dictated by the speed everybody else is running. Before the race, everybody was asked how fast they can run. And the starting line is basically was decided based on your speed. I guess that's normal. It's the first race they've ever run, so I don't know. I put my speed as fairly slow, and I was kind of towards the back a little bit. And that meant, in the beginning, I felt like I was going far, far too slow. And actually, that did turn out to be a good thing in the end, I'm going to say, because I do tend to go too fast in the beginning and then get tired too quickly when I'm out running. So I guess it forced me to pace myself better. At the same time, though, when I run alone, even if I run in a park or along the river, there are always going to be times when I've got to stop stop for traffic lights, again, for, you know, groups of kids crossing a path, an occasional old person on a bike, you know, you've always got to stop for something. Not so in this race, because, you know, the roads are all closed off so you can run up the road. And I didn't stop for the entire 20 kilometers. And that is a first for me. And my muscles in my legs are burning today. So, I mean, put simply, to get good at running races, I'm going to need to practice running in races. Just doing it by myself is not enough. And I think this is the same for English. Most of the approaches, methods, exercises that I recommend for improving your English are all things done by yourself, like me running by myself. They work and are very, very, very effective. But at the end of the day, when you speak with people, it is going to be slightly different. Now, this difference in terms of running and in terms of speaking English, it is a difference of strategy, not one of skill. And this is what I need to point out here. It's a slightly different strategy doing something with other people. And what that essentially means is, although I am now going to completely contradict myself, point number two, lesson number two, strategy by itself is not enough. Imagine I wanted to run a race, and so I waited until race day to practice, i.e. my practicing is with all those people in the race. I would have been dead on the ground by 5 kilometers. I probably wouldn't have even made it 5 kilometers, to be honest. The differences that I just talked about when I said, you know, it's very different running with people as opposed to running by yourself. Again, those are differences of strategy. Strategy is, of course, important. And in terms of running, you know, how you pace yourself, when you go faster, when you slow down. In terms of English, the way that you talk to certain people and groups of people, the strategy is important. But ultimately, it's the raw physical ability, physical skill that gets you around a course, gets you through a conversation. Just knowing the strategy isn't enough. You need to actually take the time to practice and develop your core skills. In terms of running, I need to get out there running on a regular basis, get out there running daily, build my stamina, build my muscles. That is core practice, and there's absolutely no reason why that needs to be done with a big group of people practicing in a race. Same with English. There's no reason that needs to be done in conversation. And in fact, it can be better done. Building your skill in English can be better done by yourself. If you want to know how to do that, of course, check out Doing English Courses, Two-Step Speaking, which at the moment is closed, but you can also find out in Doing English Plus, doingenglishplus.com. Lesson number four, change your environment. The first half of the Tokyo Seaside Marathon is, to be perfectly honest, boring as hell. It goes straight up a main road and then straight down another main road underneath an expressway. It's dirty, it's monotonous, it is boring as hell. It is so, so monotonous. It just, everything looks exactly the same. You can't tell how far you've run because, you know, you close your eyes and then you run a bit more and open your eyes and it just looks exactly the same. It's so boring. But then suddenly at about the halfway point, the route opens up into a path that runs down along Tokyo Bay. On one side, you've got trees, and on the other side, you've got the ocean, the sun glittering, boats floating by. And it's a pretty stunning view anyway, but after those dirty, boring roads, wow, it is quite something. Inspiration comes in many forms, and sometimes it comes from something as simple as a beautiful view. And that can be enough to give you the energy that you need to run a race to improve your English. So you want my advice? If you're struggling with your English, change your environment. Go out somewhere and practice. We have one member in the Doing English Plus group who back in March this year, 2016, posted a photograph in the Doing English Plus community of her doing a lesson at the top of a mountain called Sokolaika in the Pieni Mountains in Poland. And, you know, what a fantastic place to do the Doing English Plus lessons. Go up to the top of a mountain and do your lessons. If you're bored of doing it at home, get out there, climb a mountain and do your lessons there. Actually, I advise everybody to start running. If you're serious about improving your English, start running. And I've talked about this lots before. About all of the benefits. So check old podcast episodes, emails that I've written before. But, you know, get some English audio lessons, lessons such as the ones from Doing English Plus. Load them onto your iPhone. Listen to the lessons, the training sessions that I make whilst you're out running. Not only do you get the health benefits, but you also get the benefits of learning. Plus, you're doing it out in a very inspiring environment, and that's going to accelerate your learning no end, much better than just sitting in the same place feeling bored. The next lesson, having people there to support you makes a huge, huge, huge difference. The thing that kept me going the most on this 20 kilometer run was my daughter screaming, "Daddy!" at about the halfway point. You know, from across the road, I could see her jumping up and down, waving her arms, screaming, "Daddy! Daddy!" And, you know, it doesn't matter how tired you are. A father runs his best when his cute daughter is watching. Not just your daughter, though. I mean, I posted a photograph of myself underneath the Tokyo Seaside Marathon sign in the Doing English Plus members community about 30 minutes before the race started. And, you know, I had time to kill. I had 30 minutes. So I took a photograph and I posted it in the community. I checked back 20 minutes later and there were just lines and lines and lines of comments from members, you know, egging me on, encouraging me, supporting me, saying, "Do your best. Go for it." And, you know, what are you supposed to do in that situation? Just do a half-assed job? You've got all these people supporting you, people from all around the world cheering you on. What are you going to do? Do a half-assed job? Very, very, very unlikely. This is exactly the same with English. Motivation isn't something that you just have. People say, "Oh, I'm not motivated for English." But that's a load of rubbish because you don't just have motivation. You make motivation. That's a great way to do it. Get people involved. The Doing English Plus community, of course, is a great way to do that. Tell people about your goals, your plans, the things that you want to do with your English. And people will support you. They'll encourage you. They'll cheer you on. Why? Because that's what people do. And that is very, very motivating to get the job done. Lesson number 5, know your limits. Earlier this year, I said, next year, I want to run a full marathon. Actually, one of the Doing English Plus members ran the LA Marathon, and it was somewhat of a discussion topic in the Doing English Plus community. And I said, yeah, I want to do that. I want to go to LA and run the LA Marathon. I want to run a full marathon. But I now realize, actually, that I'm probably not there yet. Running 20 kilometers was doable, but it was hard. I could probably have run a few more kilometers yesterday, just. If I had been prepared and I'd paced myself right, I probably could have managed, maybe I could manage 30 kilometers. It would be really hard, but I could probably just manage 30 kilometers, although it would have been much, much slower than what I did run yesterday. But a full 40 kilometer marathon, honestly, I don't actually think I'm there yet. I tend to be pretty confident about things and tend to have the kind of attitude where I just assume that I can do it. Usually this is a good thing, because usually just being confident about it and just assuming I can do it means that I actually do it. But the reality is that although my confidence is up for it, my legs are up for it probably, my leg muscles are pretty good, the honest truth is that I lack upper body strength. I'm very, very thin. I have very little muscle, but I do have a bit of a beer belly from too much good food and drink. I don't have the overall stamina to run a full 40-kilometer race, is the honest truth. And confidence is absolutely useless without actual skill to back it up. It's no good being confident and then not actually having the skill to be able to do it. That's how you hurt yourself, to be honest, with things like running. But it's exactly the same with English. Confidence will take you a long way. Confidence certainly helps, but at the end of the day, if you have the confidence but you don't actually have skill in English, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you much. People very quickly notice, oh, this person's extremely confident about their English, but actually their English is pretty poor. Confidence, again, it does help. It does do a lot for hiding the fact that you're a low level, that your English isn't very good. But over time, people start to notice. And at the end of the day, if you are consistently confident, but consistently not very good with your English, people are just going to think that you're full of hot air, as the saying goes. Work on your English. Take the time to work on your English skill. Lesson number 6, and the final, and to be honest, probably most important lesson that I learned yesterday from running the Tokyo Seaside 20-kilometer marathon. Just enjoy it, but do enjoy it. Now, in Japan especially, well, I guess I live in Japan, which is why it's Japan especially, I hear a lot of people say, you know, you have to know English these days. If you don't know English these days, you can't survive. And it's mainly said by parents. Parents who don't speak English themselves, don't learn English themselves, but very hypocritically force their kids to do it. They force their kids to learn English even though they don't learn English themselves. Why? Because in this globalized world, who knows what that actually means in reality, everybody has to know English, otherwise they'll never be able to survive in the future. That is total codswallop. Absolute rubbish. You always have a choice. There are always options if you search for them. I wouldn't practice running every single day if I didn't love doing it. And I certainly wouldn't force myself around a 20-kilometer circuit, sweaty and out of breath, if I didn't want to do it. I enjoy doing it. And it has to be the same with English. Don't listen to what people say, oh, you have to speak English. Like, if you hate English, if you don't like English, quit. It's as simple as that. Life is far, far, far too short to waste on things that you don't enjoy. This is why I am a rubbish swimmer. I don't like swimming. I'm terrible at swimming, but I don't like it either. Same with singing. I'm a rubbish singer, but I don't like singing. I don't enjoy going to karaoke and singing and things like that. It's why I'm not very good at poetry and I don't read poetry. I don't really like poetry that much. I love fiction and I love literature. Poetry doesn't interest me that much. It's also why I refuse to work with people who just want to get a score on a test such as TOEIC or IELTS or AKEN or something like that. I hate tests. I hate preparing people for tests. It's extremely profitable. Test preparation can make you a lot of money because people have a very clear goal and they're very motivated to accomplish that goal. You can charge really good fees for teaching people how to pass a test. I don't want to do that. I don't care about the money because it's something that I really, really don't enjoy doing, which is why I focus on the things that I do enjoy doing. Business skills, life skills, speaking in a very effective, sophisticated manner, effective conversation skills, speaking the language well, chunking, culture, knowledge, education, learning. Those are the things that I love. Those are the things that I want to help people with in my business. And that's what I focus on. It's the same with English. If you don't enjoy something, you just shouldn't do it. And not just with English, with anything, I think. I personally don't think anything is worth forcing yourself to do if you don't enjoy it. And this is something which I know a lot of people have a lot of resistance to. And it seems kind of obvious, enjoy what you do. Yet human beings are very, very, very good at looking for excuses why they can't do that. Oh, I can't. I have to do this because. Those things are always excuses. You don't have to do anything. You always, always, always have a choice. Anyway, those are six lessons that I learned whilst running the Tokyo Seaside Marathon. I'm very pleased with myself at having done it. And I think I've caught the race bug a little bit because I'm already thinking about when and how I'm going to run a next race, probably another 20 kilometer. I want to get good at that first, I think. If you liked today's episode, do me a favor. Subscribe to this show on iTunes. I don't know why I said do me a favor. You're not doing me a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. Leave a review. Rate the show. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to YouTube. If you're listening on Stitcher or anything like that, well, wherever you're listening to this, just do yourself a favor. Just subscribe. I'm rambling now, aren't I? And as always, if you want more from me, I write a daily email that I call the Doing English Daily Newsletter, packed with tips and ideas, all kinds of exciting things for learning English as well, of course, as the chance to join premium Doing English courses, which for one reason or another, a reason that I recently announced in the newsletter itself, at the moment is only Doing English Plus. Basically, I'm taking all the courses that I had and I'm combining them all into the Doing English Plus program. And I will talk in detail about why that is in a future episode, but not now. The place to go for that is doingenglishplus.com. Enjoy, and I will see you in the next podcast episode, and hopefully in Doing English Plus if you decide to join, and you should decide to join because the people in the program are getting very, very nice, very good results with their English, and I want you to have that too, my friend. Leave a comment. Have you ever run a race? Let us know all about it. If you never run a race, why not? Tell us about it. Obviously, iTunes, things like that doesn't have comments, but YouTube does. Head over to YouTube and tell us about it. So, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you and goodbye.